Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is October the 26th. The fourth Thursday in the month of October. Happy October. Happy Friday. Happy fall. We hit the last Thursday in the month of October. I cannot believe it. Can you believe that? And so it is about to be the most wonderful time of the year. The question is, are you ready? I am. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I love this time of the year. I feel like people are the most friendliest for some reason. You know, I feel like it brings about hope, faith, and love, which is really the tenets of Lioness Queen, right? But I just feel like it brings that in this season. I just kind of wish that season would last all year long. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. Don't forget, put it on your calendar. December 9th, I'm launching my first book called Resuscitate the Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma from within. And I'm so excited. We will have pre-sales, and so more information will be forthcoming about that. And if you want to find out more what's happening in the ministry, please visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, we are still in this month of October. We're still talking about launching out into the deep because God wants to do some things, some great things in your life, but you got to launch. You got to take that step. And so this week's episode is There Are No More Ifs. Let me say that again. There are no more ifs. We'll be right back. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting other poets' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. So today, I found a poem by the name of Elizabeth York Case. And the title is called, There's No Unbelief. There's no unbelief. Whoever plants a seed beneath the sod and awaits to see it push away the clod, he trusts in God. There's no unbelief. Whoever says when clouds are in the sky, be patient, heart. Light breaketh by and by, but trust the Most High. There's no unbelief. Whoever sees neath winter's fields of snow, the silent harvest of the future grow. But God's power must know. There's no unbelief. Whoever lies down on his couch to sleep, content, lock each scent and slumber deep, but knows God will keep. There's no unbelief. Whoever says tomorrow the unknown, the future trusts the power alone, he dares disown. There's no unbelief. The heart looks on when the eyelids close and dares to live when life has woes. But God's comfort knows. There's no unbelief. For thus by day and night unconsciously, the heart lives by that faith the lips deny. but God knoweth why. Ooh, this is a powerful poem. Excuse me. There's no unbelief. And so speak that into your life today. There is no unbelief. I love this because, as we know, this is not the truth, right? There's no unbelief because we all struggle with unbelief at times. And it is a very natural response, I would say, right? When we go through things that are unknown. You know, our lives are filled with experiences we have never experienced before. Life is all about changes. And this is all about living. Every day is a new day. Every day is an opportunity to experience life, try things out, learn new ideas, and explore the unknown. When we walk into a new day, there is an assumption that you are expecting things to be the same, things to act the same. But life, what, is never the same, right? But God, you know, and God never intended for life to stay and be the same. We can never grow when life is the same. We can never improve or change when life is the same. We can never learn how to adjust with change when life is the same. God is a God who requires us to be stretched. But unfortunately, our unbelief can stop us from being stretched. And when this happens, then we start calling out the name if. So today we're talking about there shouldn't be any more ifs in your language. There shouldn't be any more ifs in your vocabulary. And so I want to read, I want to read this scripture to you today. And it is Mark 9. And I'm going to start out in verse 14, because this, I'm telling you, this is powerful. And so it says, when they came back down the mountain to the other disciples, they saw a huge crowd around them, and the religion scholars cross-examined them. As soon as the people in the crowd saw Jesus admiring excitement, it stirred them. They ran and greeted him. He asked, hey, I added that in there, hey, that's not in the scripture, but I just felt like it. It's like, hey, what's going on? What is all of the commotion? And a man out of the crowd answered, teacher, I brought my mute son, made speechless by a demon, to you. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and goes stiff as a board. And I told your disciples, hoping that, you know, that they could deliver him, but they didn't. They couldn't. Jesus said, what a generation. No sense of God. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this? Bring the boy here. They brought him. When the demon saw Jesus, it threw the boy into a seizure, causing him to go on the ground and foam at the mouth. He asked the boy's father, how long has this been going on? Ever since he was a little boy. Many times it pitches him into fire or the river to do away with him. If you can do anything, have a heart and help us. Jesus said, if there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen. No sooner were the words out of his mouth than the father cried, then I believe, help me with my doubts. And so this is the Message translation, which is really a powerful translation to hear this dialogue going back and forth. And it's interesting what the man says here. It sounds contradictory, right? He claims to believe yet confesses the name if, you know, and very interesting, although he said it took me a while, you know, to appreciate the wisdom in his words. Now, I see that this father understood faith, and he understood faith in God. You know, but it's not a one and done, right? It's not a one and done. It's not a switch that you turn on in the moment. There are layers to deliverance. And in the same regard, there are layers to get through, to tap in, to believe wholeheartedly. And so early on when we are babes in Christ, you know, I was thinking about this, and I heard the idea that God changes us gradually. As the layers of the onion are peeled off and peeled away, this can apply also to our faith. How much we grow in our belief over time depends on how willing we are to surrender. But to surrender to what? Three things. Let go of trying to control everything. Submit to God's will. And trust in God's ability. And so the father quickly realized he needed to admit his inability to heal his son. Then he declared that Jesus could do the healing. The result was joyous, and his child's health was renewed and his faith was increased. And so the three things that you have to surrender is you got to let go of trying to control everything. You have to submit to God's will, and you have to trust in God's ability. And so before we get into how we can change, right, and remove this word from our vocabulary, we need to take a quick break, and we'll hear from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass and voice, and a host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
Welcome back. All right, now, so we are digging a little deeper, and we need to learn how to get rid of that word "if" in our vocabulary. And so here are three things I want to discuss. And so the first thing, you know, although unbelief and if statements it is a natural phenomenon because of our flesh, because of our logic, because of our reasoning, right? But this is the piece. So this is tip number one. We can take our unbelief and our ifs to God, right? And so from the scripture, this man took his doubt, his unbelief, his ifs to Jesus. And unbelief is natural to feel. It's natural. It's an emotion. Excuse me. But eventually, you have to give it over. Because God never intended for you to manage it within yourself. See, God is always responding, even before you ask, even before you thought to ask. He's always working for your good. He's always working for you. We have to remind ourselves that we don't have to figure everything out by ourselves. You can give it over to Him. You can tell Him about your ifs. You can tell Him about your unbeliefs. You can tell Him about your fears. You can tell Him about your reservations. You can tell Him what you don't understand. Tell Him about everything that you're facing. Tell Him about how you feel, because God cares. And He cares for everything that concerneth you. He is our Abba Father. He is our Baba, right? And Baba wants you to share everything with Him. And so I need you to stop rambling. I know I do this. And I know I'm not the only one. But I ramble things over in my head because I'm trying to process. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to find the answer. I'm trying to figure out how God's going to do it. I'm trying to figure out how He's going to open this door. I'm trying to figure things out. And that's what we do. We ramble things over in our head. But God is like, tell me what you need. The word says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Even if you are on the fence from believing all the way, give it to him. See, the man contradicted himself. And he said, I believe. But then he said, but help my unbelief. He believed in what Jesus could do. He didn't know if he would do it for him. He didn't know. And so he knew Jesus could. But there was a question of if Jesus wanted to. There was a question, if Jesus will do it. There was a question. And it's those questions that are connected to our flesh, right? And unfortunately, that flesh interprets how we see our experiences, how we see what we're going through instead of our faith. And so our questions are fleshly. It's like a fleshly way of how we process life, right? But God wants us to believe that he can do it no matter what. Tip number two, recognize that your unbelief can grow if you don't give it over to God. You know, unbelief and if statements, you know, they come from a negative experience. And think of the experience as a root. And oftentimes when a root starts, you don't really realize it's growing because you can't see it. It's underground until it sprouts. Right? It sprouts and starts growing like a weed. And once you allow it to grow, it just continues to grow and spread because it has not been released. And so think about yourself. You know, there are things you experience that are still blocking you from fully believing God's ability. You're on the fence like this man. You believe, but then you're like, Daddy, help my unbelief. And it is from the root, maybe from trauma, a bad experience, but whatever the case, it has been growing for years, decades. And you've learned to cope, because that's what we do as Christians. We learn to put on a mask, but we cope with it. And as you put on this mask and you cope, You just trimming the lawn down. You cutting it down. You cutting down the top. But underneath, it keeps growing and spreading, right? And guess what? Next month, you cut it again. And the month after that, you cutting it again. And you keep doing it over and over. And this is your coping mechanism. So you learn how to cope because you do not want to deal with it. When God wants you to give it over to him totally. But when you don't give it over, it keeps growing. And so God is saying to you, give it to him today. If you're still worried about it, if you're still worrying about it, give it over to him. Think of it in this way. I thought about this and I was like, oh, this is really good, Daddy. You gave me this one. And I was like, this is good. And so think of this. When a bill is paid off, you don't have to think about that bill ever again, right? It's paid in full. It is done. You don't have to look at the bank statements. You don't have to see how much money is in your checking account, your savings account to pay this bill, right? It's paid in full. And you are so happy that that bill is taken care of. Well, in the same regard, oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you. In the same regard, God wants you to give that bill to him. Woo, I got to say that again. God wants you to give that bill to him. And so what is he saying? Give me your unbelief. Unbelief is that bill. Give him your ifs. Your ifs is that bill. Give it to him. So he can pay it in full for you. I am not going to get too excited. Ooh, tell the Lord, pay my bill today, Daddy. I'm giving the bill to you. I'm giving the bill of unbelief. I'm giving the bill of ifs in my life. If you can do it, no. Let him take care of the bill for you. Say this, God, pay it full for me. Come on, let's say it again. Pay it in full for me. Woo, amen. Last tip. That was a good one. Number three, lastly, you have to uproot the root. I was about to get tongue-tied. You have to uproot the root. See, weeds cannot stop growing by cutting them back. We talked about that earlier. You've learned that coping mechanism long enough. Now you have to pull it up at the root. And pulling up the roots that have grown in your life, they really have been hindering you from moving forward. You gotta pull it. And how do you pull it up? By speaking and declaring the word of God over your situation. Because what you don't see, when that word goes out, it doesn't return. When that word goes out, it performs what it is supposed to perform. And so something happens when you speak God's word over your life. I think we forget how connected we are to our Creator. Ooh, this is blessing me, Daddy. He created us as heirs and joint heirs. So he spoke the world into existence. He spoke light into existence. He spoke day. He spoke night. He spoke things into existence, right? So if he has that power, we can have that power as well in what we speak over our lives, in what we speak in the atmosphere, in what we speak in the land, in what we speak in our health, what we speak in our children, what we speak in the schools, what we speak in our churches, what we speak in the community, what we speak in the White House, what we speak in nations and lands and countries, what we speak in Israel, what we speak in Pakistan, what we speak in different places all over the land, what we speak in the Bahamas, what we speak in Australia, what we speak in Italy. What are you speaking today? What are you speaking about your situation today? Ooh. This is when the power of God can be released, because you are making a declaration of God's promises, and he is not a man who cannot lie. So what are you declaring today? What are you declaring today? Ooh, this is blessing me. You don't even understand, because I'm declaring some things in the atmosphere that have to line up with the word of God, line up with the promises that he has spoken over me, my life, my situation, my family, my children. And so what are you declaring and decreeing today at the name of Jesus? And so today I am decreeing and declaring the name of Jesus that my husband is healed. I am declaring and decreeing that cancer has to surrender to his name and obey to the name of Jesus. See, demons flee when we speak that name, and this is what we believe. I am believing that God can do it now for me, right now. As I am speaking to you, I am believing that God can do it for you. The name of Jesus. God can heal your body from cancer. God can heal your family member. God can restore the family. God can give you back everything the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm stole from you. God can bless your children when they surrender and come back, woo, to the house of God and be everything that God destined for them to be. God can give you double for your trouble. God can restore your finances. Even if you mismanage, God can do it. Yes, there is power in what you say. And we decree and declare things over our lives today, Daddy. Baba, we are decreeing and declaring, woo, that your promises are yay and amen. We do not have to die from what our parents died from. We do not have to have the same diseases that's been running in our family for decades. We do not have to be or get promoted the same way everybody else gets promoted. We do not need things in place for God to bless us with a financial blessing. We're in this world. We're not of this world because we are spirit beings living in these physical bodies. And our spirit has power because of you, Baba. Ooh, Baba, you are a good, good father. It's not about us, but it is about you, Baba, and you can do it. Say that to yourself, Baba can do it. Say it again, woo, Baba can do it. And so, God, I thank you for the victory. I pray that there is a release. Once they have spoken it, and it boomerangs and it goes into their ear gate, that we hear what we are saying. And when we hear it, it resonates in our spirit. It goes down deep and on fertile ground into our spirit, and we believe only. God, you can use multiple ways of learning to help us to get it. To help us to hold on to it, to help us to believe it. So I believe you're using our mouthpiece, what we speak in the atmosphere. You're using our ear gate, what we hear, to hear, to learn, and to know that God is faithful. And so, you know, we all learn different, and sometimes not all at the same time, but sometimes God has to use things that we see in the natural. Sometimes he has to use things that we speak out of our mouthpiece. Sometimes he has to use our ears to hear things so that they can resonate and go down deep for us to believe, to release and renounce and uproot our unbelief and our ifs. And so whatever you need, God will use it. God can use it to help you to believe. Amen. Where did the time go? But I'm telling you, there are no ifs. There are no more ifs. There are no more ifs in your vocabulary. We're going to renounce those ifs today. There shouldn't be any ifs. You are a kingdom kid. You are an heir and a joint heir. And if Baba doesn't say if or has unbelief, we shouldn't have it. And God doesn't want us to even use the word. He wants us to replace it with our faith. My prayer is that you realize that you can give it over to him. You don't have to carry it anymore. You don't have to try to ramble about what to do anymore. Unbelief and ifs can grow. You got to be mindful of that when they are not checked, right? When they are not checked, because guess what? God wants to pay the bill of unbelief off for you. And lastly, you got to unroot the unbelief and the ifs in your life. And you do that by speaking God's word, bathing yourself, speak it in the atmosphere, speak it to yourself, sing it to yourself. Doesn't matter. He's paid it all for you. And there's absolutely nothing that he cannot do for you and just for you. It's not by works of righteousness, right? And so God cares for you. He cares for you. He loves you. When you give it to him, release it in a way that God has paid the bill. I can't stop saying that because now that's going to be my response. Daddy, you're going to pay this bill. Because I don't know what you're doing, but you're going to pay this bill. So let's not even think of bills in a financial way. Because when we think of bills in a financial way, it's easy for us to understand when it's paid off, it's done and done. But daddy, you're going to pay this bill. Ooh, you're going to pay this bill for me. Right? No more cancer. Ooh, no more high blood pressure. No more diabetes in my family. Ooh, no more the legs have to be amputated. No more Parkinson's. No more dementia. Ooh, Jesus. No more asthma. Ooh, no more. Jesus, no more. No more cardiac arrest. Ooh, no more drug addicts. No more alcoholics in my family. I'm speaking, I'm decreeing, I'm declaring it right now in the atmosphere. Amen. Because God has paid the bill for you. And so we can't launch out if we do not release and get rid of the unbelief and ifs in our vocabulary. There are too many bills you're trying to manage on your own when God's got it and God's got you. Amen. And so I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen and amen.